A cyber attack on the Ministry of Defence, which accessed personal data. Sir Ian's one of the MPs sanctioned by Beijing for highlighting human rights abuses. He thinks ministers are too worried about upsetting China and losing business relationships.
They are a threat to our values and the way we live our lives, and they are winning that. More nations today are adopting the Chinese form of government than democracy and human rights, and that should worry the hell out of us.
Hamza Yousaf has formally resigned as Scotland's First Minister, signing a letter to the King. It paves the way for the new SNP leader, John Swinney, to be confirmed as his successor. Our correspondent, Conor Gillies in Edinburgh, says things will now move pretty quickly.
This afternoon, we are expecting a vote around John Swinney here at Holyrood, where he will be crowned the next First Minister of Scotland. Tomorrow, he's likely to be sworn in at the Court of Session before leading his first Minister's questions on Thursday.
The Israeli military says it has operational control over the Gaza side of the Rafah border crossing with Egypt as it pushes ahead with its offensive on the city of Rafah. It comes as a possible ceasefire between the two sides hangs in the balance after Israel said a deal agreed by Hamas didn't meet its key demands. Vladimir Putin's been sworn in as president of Russia for a fifth time. It marks the start of another six-year term for the Kremlin leader. UK house prices are said to have plateaued as the markets got used to higher interest rates. Halifax says their average cost rose by just 0.1% in April after a fall of 0.9% the month before. And Kim Kardashian and Zendaya were among the celebrities wearing botanical outfits at New York's Met Gala. They pulled out all the stops for this year's Garden of Time dress code. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
This is Phoenix FM.
Very much too, Daisy.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now the weather for today, it's beautiful. I know, I can't believe it myself. 19 degrees, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze. So we had the rubbish weather yesterday and over the last couple of weeks with occasional sunshine. But for the next few days, we've actually got sunshine. So 19 degrees today and tomorrow. Thursday is 22 degrees. Friday is back down to 21, Saturday and Sunday 21 degrees and sunny. So the next couple of days should be dry and sunny and a good excuse to go outside and mow the lawn, or maybe not.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now, I think that my hair, let's have a look, let's do the strand test today. It's not, let's see, have I got a lot more hair coming out today? I'm just pulling my hair. Yeah, the hair is still coming, the hair is still coming out. It doesn't seem to be as bad today. It is as bad. It's quite a lot of strands that are coming out. As I've been saying over the last couple of weeks, my hair's getting a tad patchy around the hairline, which is a bit of a worry. But I washed it yesterday because I didn't know what to do with it. I've always had very thick, coarse hair. I had it cut because it was quite damaged at the ends. And I'm trying not to blow dry it. I'm trying to keep away from blow drying. But something has affected my hair, and it is coming out in quite an alarming rate. And although I've still got quite thick hair, but it's gone like candy floss. I've never seen anything like it. And I've ordered yesterday. I was looking around desperately trying to find some new products because I did buy some, which I didn't think agree with my hair very much. But I've just ordered some organic stuff now, which has got really good reviews. So I'll see if that actually makes a bit of a difference, because it might be, you know, we as women, we've always got chemicals on us. And when we're cleaning, you got bleach and all the rest of it, you got all this stuff getting into your skin. It's not good. Hopefully that might fix it. I mean, I plaited my hair last night like I normally do, and then normally it goes into lovely waves, and I took it out this morning and I was like, oh, it just looked like I stuck my finger in a socket. It was terrible. So I tried to brush it out a bit, and then the frizz came back, and I was like, oh no. So I can't really do anything with it at the moment, except to really keep it up and out the way, because it is quite scary. Hopefully, blame the baked beans. What, for my hair loss? I don't know. Could be the menopause, could be anything, I don't know. Bits falling out, bits falling off. That's what happens, you get older. All the joys are getting older. I think my knee, you know, I said my knee went the other day. I was leaning, I was trying to do the front garden. And really, I don't even think I'm fit enough to do it, to be perfectly fair, because that's how bad I am at the moment. And I went down on my knees on the grass and were trying to, It's tragic. I was trying to get the weeds out with a little trowel thing, and it was sad. If you'd have seen it from a distance, you'd be like, oh dear. Go and give her a hand. It's terrible, isn't it? And then I had to try and get off of the stand back up again, which involved a sort of like a side roll to get up. Nothing to hold on to. I'm like, oh God, I've done it now. I think I might use the spade actually for a little bit of stability. But I managed to do one bit, and then I was just sweating, and I had to go in. So I've left it. I'll have to go out and do another little section. I've got this bush in the front garden, like one that's fallen over and is half dead, which I can't cut out and needs to go. And then the one under the front window, I don't know what plant it is, but it's evil. It's just an evil plant that every time you go near it, you go, oh, and it catches you. I've got a lovely rose my friend bought me, which was tiny, and over the years it's a beautiful rose bush. Now, I'm always swearing at that because as I go past it, I always catch my arm or, you know. And one day I went past it with a bag of shopping and it was a plastic bag and it caught on the branch. And as I was walking so forcefully, I went over backwards with the shopping, which ended up all over the grass. And it was raining as well. So I laid there surrounded by like a tin of biscuits and some bread and just like my shopping. And I just laid there on the grass just thinking, well, this is it, isn't it? This is it. It's lovely. Nobody saw me, by the way. But on the other day, I pick up snails and I move them out of the way. And then I look down and I mustn't have been looking where I was going, and I squashed one. I felt terrible. What do you mean blame the baked beans? Oh, I'm blaming the baked beans for that burning. My gob, I tell you, this morning, Ruth, my mouth is still sore. Right beyond my teeth. What's left of them. We'll have some of your answers to the question of the day, how you've injured yourselves. That's what I want to know, what you've done to injure yourself. And sometimes we do it. In fact, sometimes we're quite aware we're about to injure ourselves, but we do it anyway, because our brains sometimes just shut off on certain things, don't they? And afterwards you go, why did I do that? Why did I touch that? Well, I've got an example, actually. Pam was making a creme brulee. Creme brulee is beautiful. I'm salivating. I've made it a couple of times very well, and then once or twice it went a bit scrambly because it involves eggs, and you've got to put it in a bain-marie. If you don't do it properly, then you get scrambled eggs. But anyway, it's beautiful French dish with like creme caramel on, kind of on top, but it's baked and then sugar. But what she did, she pulled it out of the oven, and she went, oh, I think it's done on top, because it was all, you sprinkle it with sugar, and then that goes into, you know, it basically hardens, so you've got the softness of the egg sort of custard, and then you've got the crack of the sugar on top. And she put a finger on it to check if it was done on boiling sugar, and she pulled out a finger out of the creme brulee and went, oh, and then it just went massive, great big blister. And you know what it's like when you get your fingers and stuff, you know, that's the worst. Somebody flicks the end of your finger, get them to do it for you now. What's the matter with my accent today? Lava! It's Taylor Swift with Shake It Off. I stay out too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. That's what people say. I go on too many dates. But I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. That's what people say. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind.
shake, shake. Yeah.
Blue skies, blue sea. It's a long way from Siberia. How did you get here?
Jump the barrier while all we have was dreamt of it, call asylum there. Took all the KGB boys by surprise. Think they thought that you would never dare.
Loving this track by Summer Lee Carlson and Mute Speaker, his Sleepy Little Town.
Why am I in a sleepy little town when I don't wanna be sleepy? Painting stars on ceilings that crack to make them a little more dreamy. Don't want
track, loving that. I'm having a nice day today. I think it's because the sun shines out and we've got a window into the studio. A lot of radio stations don't have that, so I can see the trees. There's the cage outside the door as well, which I think they keep stuff in, not people, which is a little bit off-putting, but otherwise I can see the beautiful trees. I really like a tree. The next door neighbours to me used to have a massive tree in the garden, although it blocked out quite a bit of the sun. I used to love that tree, and then it disappeared, and then I had my trees cut down, and now I've got a brick wall at the end from another house because they built a development over the back, and their bathroom window opens up into the garden, and that's horrible. But other than that, it's fine. I've also got my tinted glass now at the front of the house. That's amazing. I could stand there stark naked. Nobody can see me down the road. Not that I do, but if I wanted to, I could just stand there. Just stand there naked, looking out the window casually. But I've got that film stuff, which I didn't do it myself because it looks easy, but I don't think it's that easy to put up, personally. But it basically means from the outside, your windows look a little bit like a mirror. In the evening, you can see through when it's so best not stand there with no clothes on from about 8 o'clock this evening. What do you do when you get home? I just stand naked looking out my windows because nobody can see me. But I do like the fact that I've got that. It's a little bit of, just stops you feeling like you're, you know, being looked into. That's all. And a little bit of privacy because people don't have, you know, you used to have net curtains years ago. I mean, if you're old, you'll know. Probably like your nan, your mum had net curtains up. That was all the rage. And then you would get different, you get the cheap version. You know, very cheap ones, or otherwise you get very expensive net curtains. You always tell if they're expensive because there was always one pattern of net curtain if they were the cheap ones, but the expensive ones were something else. And you could tell down the road. But and then you got like the half, net curtains going across only half the window. And now people don't have them; they have blinds. Or I quite like the shutter blinds, but I think they're quite expensive. I don't know. And they're making its way into the studio. It's going to be the one and only Scott Ross. He's always got a bumper show coming up, so we'll have a little chat with him. I'm going to play out some Cheese. Here's Entrance with their version of "Staying Alive."
Get rolled with the fever on the dance floor. Now who got the fever for the flame? Who can dig the way that I flex on a track? Conclusion rampage. Ricky Rick on point with the knock I stop for my lips. That be rolling the mad joints. So put your hands in the air. Cause there's a party over here. So grab yourself a beer. And we can get our FIFA on. I'm with it, so let me put my big brown FIFA on. I'm coming with the disco, I can flip so I'ma drop a solo tip. Something for the honeys in the crowd. Let me hear it, so I can turn the party out till tomorrow afternoon. Cause when I crack my stills, no one leaves the room. So tell me, can you feel the mask girls coming with the FIFA, FIFA, FIFA?
musical noise as I drop the wickedness, getting sharp with the flow. We took a BG sloop and broke it down like Gecko. A disco lick that's deeper, cause we gotta get with the fever, fever, fever.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
It's cold down here. I miss the warmth up north. The laughs and smiles of school friends. Things have changed, but nothing's different. Said I'd only be here for 2 years, but the chaos pulled me in. Temporary stay, hey, it's damn good at distracting. London's lonely, party of one. Never knew you could be surrounded by folks who feel so numb. I'm working, got a good job, ask myself what it's all for. The prowl back home, but I'm not so sure I am. This was never the plan, being a part of London's lonely. I've made my bed, but haven't made a home. Somehow these southern voices seem to speak a different language. Sure, it's hard to admit I should quit when I'm all caught up in it. Trying to catch a break in the mayhem and the madness. London's lonely, tears don't lie. Never knew you could feel invisible, lit up in neon lights. A city full of dreamers, chasing dreams and open doors. They're moving. So
If only I could tell you what. you didn't hear that. I was just telling Scott Ross what Eddie Reader said on air. If you were listening earlier, I was still laughing about that. That was pretty funny, actually. And a really good interview. So we've got Scott Ross coming up next with... you all right? What's that say? A study... Let's have a look at your T-shirt for today. A study out of 10 husbands agreed that their wives were always right. The 10th husband hasn't been seen since the study was conducted. Very good.
Yeah, yeah, there you are.
Is that your wife put that T-shirt out specially for you?
Yes, she did.
As a warning, probably.
Probably.
Yeah, just every so often that T-shirt appears, doesn't it? You must have done something
when
wrong.
When it appears after it's been through the wash, yeah, yeah.
Have you not done anything to upset Mrs. Ross lately, have you?
I hope not.
Yeah.
Probably, but I don't
probably,
recall it.
But I don't know what to say. So you've got a great show coming up today. Should we give you a chance to relax and sit down? And
why not? I've already broken the mic. So
you have? Why are you holding the mic? It looks like you're going to do something.
Because every time I let it go...
Oh, yeah, it droops down. You don't want to do that. Now, 10:30.
I don't think we'll go there.
I think we've gone past that. Now, should we play some more music? I think that we should. I'm just trying to find it. Sometimes you're looking for a song and it's like a summer day, isn't it? So yeah. We need something quite summery. What about? Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. Not played this one for ages. And this, honestly, the sun's gone in. Oh, well, just pretend it's not. This is a classic. It's Lovely Day. You know. Ding, 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 ding,
great
ding,
stuff.
Ding. It doesn't go like that. And that's actually the wrong song. It's this one. I don't know what that song was before, but it was not the one I meant to play. There we go. We'll be back with Scott Ross and updates after this. Here's Bill Withers with Lovely Day.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Impossible to face when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be affair. And when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be
are driving me crazy. My desperate bones, I just can't take it, take it. The chemicals are rising and I'm still shaking, shaking. All the pretty little angels like to keep me waiting, waiting now. I'm a dedicated dummy who thinks he's gonna dead me, dead me. Do you find it funny when I suffocate? I'm looking for a kiss to help me ventilate, ventilate.
Try succeed at last.
Little bit of music, and I think joining us with these headphones on, get your headphones on, we're going to have a look at some of the answers to the question of the day, which that noise in the background with Scott Ross plugging himself in, not literally. I turned you up. God, he's always pointing, isn't he? Gosh. Right. He's pointing at, like, do this, do that.
Right.
I'm not your producer. Whatever. Now
I need a producer.
I do as well. They tell me to shut my trap properly. Now, let's have a look at the question of the day. The question of the day, I burnt the roof of my mouth, which you can hear, on baked beans this morning, which I was greedily scoffing. And I don't like baked beans, but I'm trying to eat them because they're quite healthy. And I thought, oh, that's a bit. And I went, oh, and I was trying to get them out of my mouth, but they were too hot and I didn't want to spit them out because, and then I.
Because you were in the restaurant.
No. And then I put my tongue up to the back of my teeth, teeth, and the skin had come off.
Yeah, there you are.
There we go. It's terrible, isn't it? So I asked people today, what have you done to injure yourself lately? Because we do these things. Sometimes we know we get about to injure ourselves, but our brain switches off.
That's right.
Or you do something stupid like Mel actually was eating a sandwich and bit her own finger because it was too near the sandwich. I hate when you do it. It's like when you catch your mouth or your...
Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah. Daniel said, I cooked a pizza with cheese on it, took a bite of the cheese, burnt the roof of my mouth.
There's another one then.
Jamil said, I dare not say. Jamil! Dirty boy. Mel said, I took a sip of tea on an aeroplane in the cardboard cup, though the lid through the lid, and scalded my lip. I know, why is that always so hot on aeroplanes? It's like they do the hottest drinks in the world. Let's have a look who else we've got. Ashley said he slashed the end of his finger off last night with a very sharp knife.
Oh dear me.
Kate said chips and a porta potty, not at the same time. She's burnt her mouth. What's a porta potty? I don't want to think about that. The mind boggles. Roy said, Roy, who's here on Thursday with 1, 2, 3, I cricked my neck while cleaning my teeth once and had to walk around lopsided for a week with a rather pathetic excuse. See, things happen. You know,
you
get older, you go to pick something up, and you're either breaking wind, which is not good, or accident.
Particularly if you're eating some baked beans, there you are.
Accidentally break wind, or your back goes, and you go, oh, how did you do it? And you have to say, well, I was doing some heavy gardening. You weren't, you're just reaching down to pick up a sock. That's what happens.
I know.
Belinda says, you don't want to know. I said, but we do. No reply. And is that all my messages? Did I get any other ones there? Is that everybody? Let's have a look. Belinda, we've got Roy, we've got Kate, we've got Ashley. I think that's all the comments. What about yourself? Have you done anything to yourself?
Yes, recently. I leant over in the car to try and get the handbook out of the glove compartment. And as I did so, I don't know quite what I've done, but I appear to have moved the device for my heart device.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been giving me a few jippy pains now and again. Oh. So there we are.
But have you not said to anybody that you've moved it so they have a look at it?
No. No. I mean, it'll probably go back into place.
Is it attached to your heart?
I don't know what it's attached to. It's attached to something in here.
It's attached to the seatbelt now.
No, I think it's just got shifted slightly. Anyway, we'll see. If it doesn't ease off, then I'll have to give them a call. But it's not easy to get through, so there we are.
What, do you use that to get through to them, then?
No.
Oh, no, you've actually used a proper telephone. All right, sorry.
I mean, if there's anything majorly wrong, hopefully the electronic device next to the bed, which sends constant signals to the hospital. No, it's not one of those devices. It sends signals to the hospital to let them know if there's a problem, as far as I know.
We all want one of those. Anybody out there, I've got a device next to my bed, rings the hospital if I have any problems. Well, there we go.
Oh, yeah, so you all want one of those.
Is that an extra service or a private helpline or something?
No. It just goes through. It's part of the device that they shoved in. So there you are.
When you say shoved in, what you mean is they put it into your chest.
Yes, there we go.
Just in case you were wondering out there, or dropping your knife and fork from having lunch.
And then you'll have another accident report.
So thank you very much to everybody for getting involved with the question of the day. That was very good. And Scott Ross as well.
And now, incidentally, once sitting in a restaurant near the Tower of London, mm-hmm. I was sitting in there having a bite to eat with a pal of mine. And when we got up from eating, I stood up and my head went inside the lampshade. And it flicked across the room. It flicked across the table and hit him on the head. And then, so he went down. And then when he tried to get up, his head went inside the lampshade and flicked it back across the other way.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's all good stuff.
That sounds like something from a Peter Sellers movie.
Well, it should have been, but there you are.
Oh, dear. I've got stars in my eyes from laughing so much. Right, coming up next, we've got some Joe Jackson. It's Different for Girls and Boys.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755
to book an appointment.
Be part of Havering's biggest coffee morning by hosting your own work or personal tea party or coffee morning for St. Francis Hospice on any day in May. Support your local charity in their 40th birthday year and help raise vital funds for local people in need. For more information, visit the St. Francis Hospice Facebook page or the St. Francis Hospice website, sfh.org.uk.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Right, let's have a look at some local events and see what you can get up to.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, this weekend, on Saturday the 11th, you've got two events, actually. Lawn sale at St. Edmunds and St. Mary's Church on the High Street. It's between 10 p.m. till 2 p.m. And you've got plants, toys, books, including those for children, cakes, bits and bobs, refreshments, and freshly cooked bacon butties. Plus, you've got a plant sale and coffee morning at Billericay Reading Rooms between 8.30 and 12.30, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society. That's free entry. So lots to do in and around Brentwood and Billericay. Go and check out the events.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And now Brentwood Food Bank have got an update and also where you can donate to. So if you've got some extra shopping, whether it's tins or tin goods, which they're always looking for, like things of soups and tomato soups, vegetables, braising steak, spaghetti meatballs, things like that that don't perish. Also other items like bags of sugar and rice and biscuits, coffee, jars of pasta sauce, toiletries, baby wipes, shampoo, shower gels, deodorant, toothpaste and sanitary towels. All the lists are there. They're their current requirements that they're looking for, and you will find them all on our website. But you can drop off items on a Tuesday and Wednesday between 10 and 1 at Doddinghurst Road Community Church, and Brentwood Baptist Church on Friday between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. You can also visit all the W's, brentwood.foodbank.org.uk, to find out more. David from the volunteers said, good morning to all of our wonderful supporters. We hope you're keeping well. We'd like to thank each and every one of you for your continuing support. We couldn't continue to feed so many local people without you.
I've been known to miss a red flag. I've been known to put my lover on a pedestal. In the end, those things just don't last. And it's time I take my rose-colored glasses off.
Darcy's going to tell us very, very quickly because we need to get out of the way so we can sit down. What's coming up on your fantastic show today?
Well, we're going to be looking at the woman who's won the lottery not once but twice within 10 weeks. And we also have news of a man who almost became a king and was born in Essex, would you believe? All that coming up between 1 and 3 right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
That's Scott Ross. Thanks to Eddie Reader and to Mark Nevin from Fairground Attraction. That interview will be up online later. Going to leave you with some Franz Ferdinand. This is Know You Girls. Have a great afternoon.
To get to know you. Do you ever wonder? No, 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 you girls never know. All of you girls never know. No, you girls never know. How you make one feel. You girls never know. All of you girls never know. No, your cigarette and kiss me. Kiss me where your eye won't meet me. Meet me where your eye won't flick me. Flick your mind and mine so briefly. Oh, you know you're so sweetly. Oh, you know I know that I love you. I mean I need to love.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix.